My guest in one-on-one today has been described as a young Czech Matthew Barney and a rising star on the London art scene. Since graduating from the Royal College of Art 2 years ago, Tereza Bušková has exhibited in some of the capital's highest profile spaces, such as Gallery 176 and Gallery 111. Bušková's screen printing and films draw heavily upon her Czech origins. In October, her project The Spring Equinox, which you can hear a bit of now, will be exhibited alongside the work of compatriots Kateřina Šeda and Josef Wolf. On a recent visit back to Prague, I met Tereza Bušková and asked her first about the story behind her critically acclaimed Spring Equinox.
I have been always interested in the life cycle and the most kind of important rituals that happens in our lives, like, for instance, marriage and death and birth. And marriage was something that I was exploring in the past quite a lot in my work. And I'm interested in the life cycle, the four seasons. So therefore, I decided to start with the spring, as I love spring, and something that really fascinated me, the symbols of spring and the rebirth of everything.
It seems like you have a muse, as you said earlier, with whom you kind of try and reenact some of these rituals in a not necessarily modern way, but in a slightly different way, maybe out of their original context. Is that the kind of idea?
When I went to Czech Republic to film Spring Equinox, my idea was to go to these villages where people still very much do crafts on an everyday basis. They go to church on Sunday wearing their traditional costumes, which are very rich in this particular village, Ratíškovice, which is one of the oldest villages in Moravia. And the idea was to really get to know folklore and those traditions, because in the past I only knew these traditions from books. The original idea was to kind of mix the old with the new. But when I came to the village and I met those people, I realized after the filming that it's not so simple just to say, here is the footage from Ratíškovice, here is my footage which I filmed 2 hours away from Ratíškovice in a different village. So I started with editing and the sound, and then it all kind of came together and we were all very happy with the result. And the film was born. I mean,
but that first part of the film isn't a documentary of life in Ratíškovice. I mean, it looks like you sort of staged various scenes. How did that work? Were you setting up various villagers in certain situations, or how did you do it?
It was really hard, because when I came to the village, I had a little helper, this lovely lady who was born in Ratíškovice, who knew my work and was excited by it and said, I'm going to help you, I'm going to show you things you will not see in books. But when I came to the village, the mayor of the village found out that there's going to be a filming, and the word spread around, and they called the little kids, and they called the younger kids, and they called the grown-ups, and all the people, and they all dressed up in their traditional costumes. They all came to the shooting area and took their instruments and took their most beautiful costumes that they really were only to weddings. I was stunned by the beauty and excited of how much material I'm going to have in my film. But then again, I was a little bit scared, because I thought, hang on a minute, you know, now I can't really control it, you know, it's getting a little bit out of my hands. And they did took control.
Do you think that living and working in England has really changed your view, not just of Czech folklore, but of it's changed the sort of artist that you've become?
Yes, definitely. I mainly think that what gave me the rich practice was studying in the UK. I've been very lucky to be able to study abroad in UK in very good schools, where I met very interesting artists. I went to very interesting lectures and had the opportunity to try different techniques, not just be based in a painting department, but experiment with different media, crossover from filmmaking department to film. That's something that doesn't happen so easily in Czech Republic.
It seems like in recent months you've had a lot of success and quite a great deal of good publicity in London. Has this come as a surprise to you, and how does it feel?
My husband says it feels like a roller coaster living next to me, because in the last past few months there has been exciting news every 2 weeks, but then every week and then every day, which is absolutely amazing, and it's something just wonderful. And I always wanted to achieve a lot with my work, and I always believed in it. But when this happens, this publicity and this appreciation from the outside world, it's something that you are never prepared for.
Do you think that your films and your performances are speaking to everyone that they should, or do you think that people are still slightly wary of performance art and film art, and therefore the kind of desired audience maybe isn't yet getting to see the kind of art that you're making?
Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that not many people are specifically interested in moving image or performance art. But what I found exciting in from my own experience, that I can reach and touch more people when I'm showing my work outside the white wall gallery space, where my work, because of its kind of spiritual, magical nature, doesn't really come out that well, doesn't work. And by doing a live performance on Charing Cross Road in London, in a window gallery, which is part of St. Martin's School, was very, very, very exciting, as I was doing what I do in one of the busiest streets in London, in front of hundreds of people, the normal public. You know, often, I guess, you know, some of these people never go to gallery spaces, wouldn't think about that, and they were kind of forced there to watch my kind of weird imagery and experience something very different. And their response was very good, and it was the most exciting performance that we did so far.
Can we expect any of your work being exhibited, or any of your performances taking place here in the Czech Republic anytime soon?
I do hope so. I don't have any specific plans yet, but I am definitely interested showing my work to the Czech audience, because obviously I am taking lots from my culture, and I think it's about time to show it here.